Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday night showdown with the Bills.
What's up, guys? Hey.
Can I just follow up with what Lamar was saying? What stood out for me from that last playoff trip? Do you remember that?
I think, you know, Lamar talked about it's just being able to learn from your mistakes and, growing throughout the years. And I think that this team is different than, you know, all the teams in the past. And we're going to be ready to go.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry, man. Okay. Right. We've seen you play a physical brand of football. You know, obviously, Derrick Henry is a beast himself. Is there, do you think, an appreciable difference for defenders in trying to tackle someone in 40-degree weather as opposed to 15, especially after the long kind of season that you guys have all been a part of?
Yeah, I think there is, but at the same time, it's both teams going through it. It's both teams, you know, just being able to be physical and have a guy like that. And, you know, he's a tough tackle to begin with, but, you know, these are two teams that are used to, you know, cold type weather. It's all business for us, and we're not going to be thinking about that.
Do you have like a mental process that you go through when you know the conditions are going to be rough? I mean, you seem like a no sleeves guy pretty much any time of year, but like, how do you get in that headspace?
It's wartime. You know, it's time to go to war. It's accepting anything and everything.
Do you have any tricks for how you try to stay warm?
Just keep moving. That's all it is, man. Just keep moving.
Or you talked about just kind of the experience of past playoff games. How do you think that, like, those experiences, whether it's in Buffalo 2020 or other playoff games, how have those shaped you as a team to help you be in a good position?
Well, I think, you know, this team right now is playing really good football, you know, offensively, moving the ball, being efficient, you know, not making mistakes. And I think that we've grown throughout the year, and we're not hurting ourselves as much. And just being able to play efficient football, take care of the football is the main thing, especially in the playoffs when you have, you know, our type of team.
Mark, when you go into a game where, you know, everyone's talking about, hey, this is the game of the week. Some people are going, hey, this could be one of the best playoff games in recent memory. With all this buildup, you're going to be playing in this game. Do you feel that buildup, or is this just a regular playoff game?
It's the, you know, for us, it's week by week. We're focused on this individual week against a great opponent, but focused on ourselves and doing our job to the best of our ability. If we do that, and we're militant and we do the right things, you know, there's going to be great things ahead.
Along those lines, you know, outside, everyone's talking about Lamar versus Josh Allen, and Lamar always says, "I'm not playing against the other team's quarterback, I'm playing against their defense." How do you think that mentality that he has on that front helps the team and the offense not get caught up in that whole narrative?
Well, I think that it's just, you know, not trying to do too much, just being himself. And he does that week in and week out, you know, fighting for the win. And it's no different this game. You know, it's just going to be him competing his butt off like the warrior he is.
Mark, you talk so much about what Lamar is able to do on the field. It's almost every week we talk about the next thing he's done. Is there anything this season or even this playoff run that is different about him off the field with his preparations or even just from a personality standpoint that sticks out to you?
I just think the knowledge and everything of seeing things, it's like, you know, when he's in the game and seeing different looks, seeing, you know, maybe what to check to, what to go to, and making incredible reads and decisions. And that's what it boils down to. And, you know, he's always been great at that, but he's able to, you know, kind of, you know, reach another level.
Mark, Anthony Miller had three catches, I think, last weekend. Tyler Wallace had a big one. Just how encouraging is it to be able to keep spreading the ball around to the receiver in that way, even when Zay wasn't?
It's awesome. It's awesome. We have a bunch of depth and guys that can step up and make plays and that are playing really good football. And for us to be able to do that and spread the ball around and be dangerous at all the positions is tough on a defense. So, you know, we're counting on those guys to continue to make plays, step up, and fit in different roles to help this offense go.
Mark, Aaron Johnson missed that first matchup against you guys. He's obviously back and been at a high level. How important is he for what they want to do defensively?
Yeah, I got so much respect for those guys, and you know, they got a couple guys coming back, and so we know the type of players that they are and how hard they play and the type of defense. They're very sound and everything like that. So for us, it's about doing our job and playing as hard as we can.
Mark, you see when Derrick Henry goes out there and he's stepping all the guys to the ground, right? You know, fans go crazy. But as an offense, how much does that kind of does that have an effect on the offense as well when you see Derrick Henry and his physicalness out there?
You know, personally, I feel like every time you know the ball is he's going to get a touch. It's you just want to fight for him. You want to fight for him because he's so good at finding space and hitting it downhill and rolling fast. And so when you have a guy like that, just being able to get on a guy and he's going to make you right. So it's playing as hard as you can and finding a block because he's dangerous.
Mark, on Hard Knocks, we heard Derek and Lamar say, first of four after you won the Pittsburgh game. I've heard you many times over the years say it's really one week at a time. But do you also sort of keep the Super Bowl? Is that somewhere in the corner of your mind, kind of that bigger picture of the mission, or not really?
I think the focus of this team is like you said, it's week by week. But, this is, 3-4 weeks, for the rest of our lives, why not give it everything you got, to be the best that we can. And, I think that just the focus and the energy and the camaraderie of this group is buying in, and they're all in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.